They call it Cafe Manna because we drop in manna. Our views on current news, it's our cabana. They call it Cafe Manna because we drop in manna. Our views on current news, it's our cabana. They want a podcast, well here's the broadcast. Coming straight from heaven, we call it God's cast. It's just a couple folks with no fancy quotes, but if your heart is heavy, we got the antidote. This is Cafe Manna, Christian community, where every week what we speaks about you and me. We on the airways, but we not shock jocks. We getting air please, cause we got hot tops. What you think, what you feel, let's keep it real. Giving you a virtual space where you can chill with other Christian folks who have eternal hopes in the King of Kings and the Lord of Hosts. They call it Cafe Manna because we drop in manna. Our views on current news, it's our cabana. They call it Cafe Manna because we drop in manna. Our views on current news, it's our cabana.
I want to welcome everyone to Cafe Manna. I am grateful to see each and every one of your faces. Some haven't seen in a while on the Zoom VIP, so we're glad that you have upgraded and come on into the VIP. We have a lot of good topics, the majority from the community for us today, and so I'm looking forward to hearing your thoughts and opinions. So before we do, let us open up in prayer. Please keep Gail in prayer. I went to see her on Tuesday. And also Nicole was in a very bad car accident. And she posted on Facebook today that she's in a lot of pain. Please keep Nicole, one of our, she just say hi and bye, but she's still down with Cafe Manna. So let's keep them in prayer and each other. So let us go before the Lord. Father, we come today. We give you honor, glory, and thanks for all that you have done. We thank you for your keeping power. We thank you for your saving power. We thank you for your healing power. And we thank you for your provision power. And Lord, we just ask that you would cause us to prosper and to be in health even as our souls prosper. We pray for Gail and for Nicole and for Antoinette and any among us who may find themselves in difficult situations. Lord, you call us to trust you, to depend on you, and to always know that you love and care for us. And the only way we can prove that we do trust you and love you is if we have difficult times and seasons in our life that allow us to show whether or not we believe you and take you at your word. So Lord, we pray that as we trust in you through the dark and difficult times, that you will prove yourself faithful once again. And we just ask you bless our time together today, and we will give you the honor, the glory, and the praise in Jesus' name. And everybody said, A to the man. I see y'all big balling, shot calling with the smoker lounge at the back of your house, but I ain't gonna talk about that on Cafe Manna. But let me do my housekeeping. One, if you have not done so already, please sign up for our email list at hotsministries.com. If you did, you would have got an email notification on Friday informing you that I was preaching Sunday. And so that's why I tell you to do that. I do not put it on social media. Very rarely will I do it. And that's if I'm going somewhere else at a conference or something and it's for other people. But typically, if you want to know what I'm doing, you're going to have to sign up for the email list. But not only that, the sermons are on there, Bible classes, the links to Cafe Manna, to our YouTube page, to our latest Manna Minute, and our monthly blog, as well as this month, we have a link to Dr. Hayes's blog about being fruitful. And so she has been blowing up on social media, at least the Apostolic Church of God social media, a lot of comments on there. So sign up. All I want is your first, last name, and your email address. I'll get your passport next time. But just for now, give me your name and your email, and we will make sure you get our notifications Also, like and share this. Everybody on Facebook, I want to go back and look at my report and see that you shared it because I do check. Also, follow us on all of our social media pages using the handle at Rev Isaac Hayes and the handle at HOTS Ministries. Invite others to join the cafe. And for those of you who are on the go and you do iHeart, iTunes, Pandora, and there's some other ones I don't know, but we pay for this to be on audio podcast. And finally, as we get ready for Sweetest Day, because I know all y'all got y'all booze, so it's ready for Sweetest Day. Yeah, you do, Ernie. Don't be shaking your head. As we get Sweetest Day, make sure that you are getting the book, Men After God's Heart, 10 Principles of Brotherly Love. Oh. But sisters, the brotherly love can be sisterly love because he'll be so kind and gentle and understanding and affirming once he reads this book. So he'll praise for you when you don't even know about it, because one of the principles is intercession, which Jesus did in John 17. That's the only hint I'm going to give you, but that's one of the 10 principles. He prayed for his buddies before he went to the cross. Scan the code.
Amen.
Or you can get it from my website. I'll sign it. Otherwise, you can buy it wherever books are sold. And even Hustle Man got a copy, so you can get one from him. Now, Cora was in the building, so I don't know if she got a warrant out for her arrest or something.
But there she is.
All right, little Cora, just want to make sure you wasn't laying low.
Okay, Cora, you go send us.
They're trying to catch you riding dirty. That's what the pastor said, so you know. But anyway, I wanted to start, because this was given to me by the community, and so I always put y'all first above my stuff. And please, if you ever see something you want to talk about, just email us and we will do it. You can email through the website, or those of you who have the email, just send the email to us in response to the newsletter. But this is from the New York Times. And this is about Delphine Collins, a 43-year-old preschool teacher who fled Liberia's Civil War years ago, turned to a spiritual chatbot for comfort. It offered a psalm and said that the scriptures remind us of God's power to heal and restore. And guess what? She said it helped. Not only that, she isn't alone. Tens of millions of people are turning to AI, that's artificial intelligence, for those who don't know, AI-powered religious apps that mimic conversations with clergy. Now they're coming for my money. Or even God. I it's on the New York Times. And one conversation they got up there says, "Greetings, my child. The future is in," he says, "Hi, God." That's how this chatbot starts. "Greetings, my child. The future is in God's merciful hands. Do you trust in his divine plan?" "Amen, yes. Indeed, my child. The future can often seem daunting, but remember, God holds it in his hands, just as Jeremiah 29:11 says." I got to wait for it to keep flashing and going away. "Just for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, to give you a hope and a future. Trust in his divine plan." And then the person says, "I just want to give you a hug." Okay. And then here is the last part. "My child, even though I cannot physically embrace you, know that God's love surrounds you always." So my question is, as Gerald has just joined us, my question is, what do you think about people, especially Christians, turning to AI chatbots for spiritual guidance and support in place of their pastors or even God. Oh, Dr. Hayes is like Family Feud. I ain't got the question out in the hand up. All right, go ahead, Dr. Hayes.
Oh, PTL, everyone.
Hello.
Listening to you read out the chat bot, whatever this thing is, what I'm realizing is the entity is not claiming to be God. The entity continues to point that person to God. So, because you read it says, my child, something, something, God's plan for you or whatever, God is not owning, it's not recognizing itself as being God. I'm wondering if it's just recognizing itself as being a chaplain or a, you know, priest or a pastor from that sense. I just wanted to highlight what it sound like.
So you okay with Saint saying, I'm going to go talk to AI pastor as opposed to day pastor?
Right.
Is that what you say?
That is not what I said. No. I said I wanted to recognize the fact that this thing is not saying that they're God. That's what no, I think that there should be an intimacy, but I can almost see this happening though, because the availability of a pastor, right? Some pastors' availability and depending on what's going on, I can almost see people turning to this thing.
Mm-hmm.
I can almost see it. But no, I would prefer that in person physical.
Yeah. Well, they do say that's one of the reasons people are because of the availability of pastors. So sometimes, mm-hmm. you know, depending on the size of the church, it may be a couple of weeks. You know, you have to schedule your meeting with a pastor, and it may be 2 weeks, and you ain't got 2 weeks. So you go to your father AI and talk to him. But Cora, I see your hand up. What you got?
I guess world being what we know that it is out here, this society is crazy anyway. So, I mean, people can believe and talk to, I guess, whomever they choose. Me, myself, AI is not it. I think that our pastors were put in place for a reason. Evangelists or, you know, but AI, but I'm sure a lot of it will draw more than just this person in a spiritual sense to say what to them. I don't know. I believe in my pastor. I believe in this. He is the shepherd that God put in place. I mean, I believe in God talking to him and to the pastor and or an evangelist. Short of that, AI is not going to do it for me.
Yeah, well, you are right. People are turning to it. The article actually says at one point, it was a particular app, which I'm not promoting, but if they want to get promotions, they can see us for corporate sponsorships. Oh, I'm talking crazy. But it said that it was the most downloaded app.
Mm-hmm.
At one time, ahead of Twitter and Facebook and all of that during a window of time. So people are turning to it, and there's a lot of issues, but I don't want to step on y'all comments. So Crystal, you're next. Then I know Gloria, we're going to have to teach you how to raise your Zoom hand, but I see you, and then I see Wendell, and then I see Kyra. All right. So Crystal.
I got to let all these people.
I came back just in time. I had stepped away for a minute, so I hope nobody's what I'm about to say. But they may have. I think it's really no different than just turning on a TV random and surfing for this preacher or that preacher. You know, it to me, it's just kind of the same thing. You don't know who these people are. So.
Yeah, well. In one of them, the illustrations they give is that somebody's talking to AI, their AI pastor, AI chaplain, about end of life. I think their mom or something is the end of life. So where you would call your pastor or your minister,
the Bible is to teach us how to live human God's way. And so we live human God's way by being in relationship. That means that you and I relate. I have a vested interest in your well-being. And what we journey through that book is what's called the discipleship. It's a play on word from discipleship. We're all disciples on Jesus' ship. And there are some men who are in canoes and paddle boats, but they're being washed ashore. They're being drowned at sea because God designed it that we would live in community. And so sacrificial love, limitless love, humble love, accessible love, all of those flow out of our connection to each other.
That's really the question. It's not, hey, you know, when did Moses write Genesis or something? That's different. That's just research, which we all do. But this is now substituting. So I want to be clear. This is the caution and concern about substituting pastors and ministers with AI. So go ahead, Gloria.
This is the way I see it. You see, when you put the fear out there and you give people no hope, they search for things. And a lot of people that really not connected to the church, like, for example, when I was talking about you studying the Bible, you see, if a person really doesn't know the Bible and people just throw the phrases at them, you know, and everybody know what everybody's going through right now, because we're literally going through the same thing. So they know that's their weakness. And then they'll throw this at you. You know what I'm saying? This is just a part of somebody's loneliness and weakness and fear of what's going to come. Okay. And this is bad because people will go to that because they don't look at Facebook. Every time you look around, somebody say, if you agree to this, say amen. You know, if you do this, say amen. You know, it's just a part of brainwashing somebody to take control of them. And then if they're using religion, they'll do it.
Yeah, and it's important to understand, again, that AI are algorithms. Now, when you get into generative AI, where they're teaching them to think and learn from the coding that's been put in, that's another level. But yeah, it can be problematic. But let me get you in here, Wendell. I see Wendell, I see Kyra, I see Ernie. Go ahead, Wendell.
Okay, so AI, artificial intelligence. That it means it is not natural, the five senses, hearing, touching, and all of those things. AI cannot duplicate that. So if I say, I love you in person, my intonation, when I touch you, you can feel that and you can understand that. So whatever AI is trying to give you is imitation. So I like to say that it's an imitation of natural life. And so if you are lonely, if you need to have that particular advice and counseling, it's because it's still artificial. No matter if you got satisfied, but guess what? You're not going to be fully satisfied because you're going to go back again. Amen. So it creates a dependency of independency, and it also delimishes the common reaction of what we call socialization. And so, I mean, it breaks down the human sense of civilization, because we must be a village, we must communicate, we must relate, we must transfer feelings, we must transfer ideas. Now, transfer of all those things is artificial with AI. I'm saying keep it real. So I'm going to say one more thing. On Sunday, when I was in Sunday service, I would not get the same experience if I was doing it live stream. For me, live stream is AI, okay? That aura of that spirit of that sermon and the reaction to the people, it connected. And so therefore, that sermon and that atmosphere in Apostolic Church of God on Sunday was not AI. It was real.
Right.
Praise the Lord. And you
pray
you
the Lord.
Good point.
Amen. In a statement.
What, yeah. In the statement, put a exclamation point on it. Put another one for good measure. Here's my thing. I agree with what you're saying. I think the problem is that AI has become possible because we talked about AI relationships before and people killing themselves and all that kind of stuff because the real thing has not worked out. So it's created a void. So even though it's not real, it only has the opportunity to fill that vacuum because the real thing ain't working. Go ahead.
It's not available. And it's not available. Amen.
Well, you've actually said what I was going
to
say.
That's why we're supposed to say nothing. You can't get no preacher, no microphone. Y'all know that.
No. I think that people might look to AI, kind of like what Crystal said, because they feel like they've gone different places and it didn't feel that it was reaching them. You know, and so because it's not reaching them, they probably feel like AI could possibly take its place. It all depends if you're there. And I think it's important that a person actually gets a message from the Lord. Now, not saying that ministers don't, but you know, you can get a word and it may not reach everybody, but if that word goes out and it hits that person, that's what makes it personal. But if it doesn't hit that person, they leave still searching. So they might go surfing, they might go AI, they might go. Of course, I think that's bad. I think that's where social mingling with the saints would come in. But people see it just like Crystal said, surfing, not necessarily taking the place of God, but they're looking for that rhema word for them. They're looking for something. So they use AI.
So do you think that the absolute response,
it's not AI God, and in that instance that I was reading you, it's not, but remember, we saw AI Jesus about a year ago, right? Remember, we watched AI Jesus.
I might not have been here when you guys watched AI
we watched AI Jesus. And the thing is, and I'm going to bring you in, Ernie.
I remember
the thing is, I done forgot my thought because y'all got me talking about AI Jesus. Go ahead, Ernie.
You brought that up.
I know people are searching for things, and if they don't belong to a church or have a pastor or anything, that they may go to that just like they do those tarot cards and those genie people and stuff. But it's not real because it's programmed by a person, and they can't tell you everything that you would need to know. They can give you an answer to maybe your question, but they need to really find a way to pray, to reach God, go to a church, a nearby church, and sit down and allow the word to penetrate their hearts and their minds so they really know the true God, the true meaning of what the creation was all about, what he have done for us. I just don't believe in this pre-programmed system that they have over the church. It's not God's words truly. It's someone else speaking, and is speaking, I don't believe, from their heart, that God has touched their heart. It's just a phase that they have put up all this computerized technical stuff in this new age millennium time that they're called. So no, and even if you belong to a church and you go there, I think it's not politically correct, As you said last Tuesday, as Christians, we don't have always an open mind, read straight, but we do believe what the Bible says. And if there's enough ministers in any church, every church that you could talk to, and that would help you with a situation that you're going through rather than go to AI. I just don't believe that that's something that we should be looking for when we need spiritually counseling and biblically understanding God's word. That's it. Yeah.
Good. No, it's good. And you just made me think about the fact that not only is one of the issues with this, you know, you don't want to wait for God to give you an answer, because that's in the article that some people are turning to this, because, you know, you're praying to God and, you know, all y'all deep folk, y'all got to sit and wait. You know, I ain't heard from the Lord. It's been 2 weeks. I've been praying on this for 2 weeks. Now I'm going to AI counselor, AI chaplain, and get my answer, because God taking too long. So that's one. But the other thing is, with so many, there's a shortage of pastors. That's one, which is real. Less people are going to seminary. That's real. But also with all these scandals, more and more pastors are having to step down. So who are you going to turn to, as Escape said in a song, for those of you who weren't saved all your life? Who can you run to? Who can you turn to? Because
those
ain't gonna be no pastors, because they are y'all going back when they was 16 and they got to stop being a pastor. But go ahead, Jackie.
Well, Elder Hayes, you brought up what I was saying.
Go ahead.
You know, people, like you said, today they don't want to wait. You know, you have to make an appointment with the pastor depending on the pastor's schedule, and they can go to AI, talk to whoever, and AI will talk back to them. And a lot is, I think, is what a lot of them, like everyone has said, they're searching. You know, they're searching for an answer. They want to hear someone, and you just mentioned that. And also the shortage, I was going to bring up the shortage of pastors, which is another major reason. So I agree with what everyone is saying. Especially a young person could be in a situation where they're thinking about maybe suicide or taking someone's life, and they can talk to AI, and who knows what AI will say. Maybe AI will say something that will calm them down. They can't get to the pastor or whoever or that line, that abuse hotline or whatever, but they can go on social media, pull up AI, and immediately get some response. And I think that's what a lot of them are searching for.
Yeah, that's, I hear you. The concern would be, remember, AI is still a program. Right. Mm-hmm. Like I said, the ones that are programmed to learn and be at least semi-autonomous, you go to the wrong AI chaplain, and it's programmed by a liberal or somebody that believes in, did I talk to y'all about the assisted suicide that passed and all that kind of stuff?
Yes.
I did, yeah. So you go to the wrong chatbot and he says, sure, go ahead, come be with me, my love, you know? Like, grandma, what big teeth you have, you know, the better to eat you with, my dear. Go ahead, Wendell.
Okay, this is a request to us, LaTanya, Sister Hayes 1-1. What is the importance of emotional response between individuals? Because AI cannot do that.
Well, Maslow hierarchy of needs says that socialization is important because it goes to self-actualization. And that's at the bottom of the pyramid, I believe, or the second. But it's something about socialism. The Bible talks about that too. No, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together, right? Because it's something mm-hmm. about that interaction. Even if a child...
to emotional response.
Yes. But even if a child growing up doesn't get hung, not hung, held while growing up, you know, from a baby being touched and held and that feeling, they can have some
I'm
difficulty
frozen, but I can
in
continue.
their social skills. So that touch is very important. That socialization is very important. That emotion, yeah. Even if you're not talking, that just that touch, that presence, that hug, that warmth, that sense, that all those things are important because they're sensual.
Yeah,
Yeah,
and the
we're
Bible
human, we're sensual
says
beings.
that it's not good for man to be alone. That's a biblical theology of sociology or a biblical theology of anthropology, if you prefer. But yes, he married her, but the idea was this man is by himself. He can't be BFFs with the cows and the beetles and the birds. He needs a corresponding opposite in order to be able.
Hi, I'm Isaac Hayes, the author of Men After God's Heart, 10 Principles of Brotherly Love. 2 years ago, I taught a men's seminar on the 10 Principles of Brotherly Love. The impact of that session was so profound that countless men urged me to do something more with the material. And so I did. This book is not your typical read about Christian discipleship or male relationships. It is a journey with Jesus and his disciples during their final gathering before his death. It is the epitome of male bonding and true friendship on display. Now, I must admit that although this book may have been written by me, it was actually written for me. I cannot tell you how God ministered to me as I penned these pages. And that's why I want every man to have this book. Whether you order it for yourself, your spouse, a family member, or even a friend, these principles have the potential to change our homes, our churches, our communities by building healthier male relationships. So don't wait another moment. Order your copy now. Visit HOTSMinistries.com. That's HOTS Ministries.com. Or scan the QR code to order the book now.
To experience Dr. Hayes's human flourishing. And so AI, go ahead. Go ahead, Gloria. Somebody was saying something.
Want to say thank you.
Girl, Gloria, whoever it was. Tyra, I don't
About the
know.
other scripture? Is
Go
someone
ahead,
else
Gerald.
talking?
You haven't said anything,
Joe.
so we'll let you go.
Well, you have all said, expressed what I was thinking. We were created as humans. And as humans, there are things that we need. That's you mentioned socialization. We have emotions, all of, you know, you cannot, yeah, they can fake them in the in creating machines, but you know it's not real. I mean, when you were l little, I'll excuse you two men, but and you had dolls, and even when they created them where they could appear to be actually crying, you still knew that that was not like your own tears. You know, you were feeding them, but you still knew it was not the same thing. And so there is no, if there was a substitute for man, then that's what God would have created.
Right.
He
Exactly.
didn't create a substitute machine. He created someone in his image, and his image is not an AI computer. I'm through.
I just want to say, though, they do have AI Sunday school lessons. They actually have it in YouTube, and it's a video of the person that used to, I'm not going to say what industry it is, but the person that used to do the Sunday school lesson introduce their AI character. And they said this is the AI. They use it so they can reach more people in different languages. And I knew when I first saw the one, I was thinking like, there's no emotion, the emotions on the face, but just having the face there, some people probably might have went with it because it was a video. But you can tell that it was no emotion behind it was the facial expressions of the AI wasn't the same when speaking, if that makes any sense. But it did present the lesson.
I agree. At the end of the day, it's not going to create the kind of emotions that this human wants. We are the best on the planet because God created us. And AI cannot feel that bill. I mean, because someone has to feed AI in order for AI to do what it does. So at the end of the day, we're the best. Because God created us. We are the human beings that he wanted here to do what we do in his holy name, to serve him as we do. And AI can't do that. There's just so much they can put into that machine and it can spew it out, if you will. But at the end of the day, they will not have the emotional feeling from that lesson that we will get from sitting in church, reading, picking up our Bible, reading our Bible, listening to our pastor or our evangelist. It's just not the same.
Right. Good. Well, man, the time is flying. I want to do another topic that we got from the Cafe Mana community. And this is from WGN TV. The owner of a restaurant in the city's Chatham neighborhood is speaking out after her business has been the target of attacks in the short time she has owned the eatery. The Fat Burger restaurant hasn't even been open for 1 year. Owner Jackie Jackson told WGN-TV they have been struggling due to problems being caused by y'all cousins. So let's take a look here. I hope they don't do the commercial thing on me because you know they it's do the street, commercial man. Thing on me.
Just
a minute. Hold on, let me start off.
Surveillance video of those attacks. Hi, Jenna.
Hi, Micah and Ben. Yeah, the owner of this Fat Burger tells us that this building was vacant for more than a decade before she brought the business to Chatham here, and she's determined to stay here despite the crime. Tonight, she's calling out parents.
Just so heartbreaking watching on the surveillance camera them running for their lives.
That surveillance video shows two back-to-back incidents inside the new Fat Burger in Chatham. In the first, one employee fights off an attacker who came behind the counter. That was in December. Then in January, more people jumping over the counter and causing problems.
But thank God to a customer who was a concealed carrier, he pulled out his gun and he scared them off.
The owner, Jackie Jackson, said she initially kept the videos to herself because she didn't want the negative attention. But she chose to release them this week with a message for parents.
It's just very challenging. And I believe the problem starts at home. The home needs to be the foundation. The parents need to be the leader. The parents need to be the educator. And the parents need to be the kid's hero. If that foundation is not built, it's going to spill over into the school system. It's going to spill over into the businesses. And then eventually it's going to the streets. So we need to do something as a community and hold the parents accountable.
She said.
So those must be some really good burgers based on the pandemonium and excitement, enthusiasm of all of those young people that they are hopping the counter, grabbing burgers hot off the griddle in order to make sure that they get themselves a burger. And so my question is, did I stop sharing this, right? I want to make sure I did it, because sometimes I still be in share mode. So my question is this: how can we expect people to open businesses in our community when these types of disturbances continue? And part two, will you be going to the Fatburger in Chatham? So Corey, you already got your hand up?
Yeah, because Fatburger is literally up the street from me. And I have been there and got a turkey burger. Very tasty. I think it's just bad. It's just bad. Again, I say to myself, where's the parenting? It's almost like our kids sit and wait for a new business to open up in our neighborhoods and communities, and then here they come to destroy it. What's the purpose? What are you trying to find? What is it you want? What is it you're angry about that you can't see a business open and flourish to keep money within your neighborhood and your community without wanting to destroy it?
Mm-hmm.
And I just think that's such a bad way to show support. It's just bad. Right. And she's been dealing with it since December, because as she said, the place stayed vacant for more than 10 years. And she decided to do something with it. And this is how they are repaying her.
Right. All right. Mm-hmm. So you say you already supported. Now, I know y'all like cheeseburger, fry, apple pie, and pop and nuggets for $2. But that's not what you're going to get at a fat burger. So y'all going to have to pay real money. Some of y'all know who I'm talking to. I know y'all don't want to spend no more than $5 for unreal meat. But if you're going to fat burgers and a real burger place, y'all going to have to pay some money and support Black-owned business. Go ahead, Wendell.
I think that she must consider the design. It should be a fine dining area and not have an open patio, because you know you got it open like you have Fatburger is a very, very expensive burger. You can go to McDonald's and get everything for $5. So she needs to consider her design of her venue so that it would not attract that particular type of element. Because outdoor dining, in that case, would you be susceptible to any and every type of what called illegal actions and behavior? So that's the essence. Because basically, she was trying to attract high end, less than McDonald's and Burger King customers.
All right. Yeah. Well, I think they had outside seating, but they was fighting inside.
Yeah, they had outside. It was outside seating. It's outside seating there.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead, Crystal.
Okay, I would support her, first of all, because I just feel sorry for any business that's trying to flourish in a neighborhood and do it
right
for our community, and we're taken away. I heard she employs a lot of the students.
Yeah.
Nearby, what's that, Simeon over there? So she employs a lot of students. Hopefully that's not the draw. You know, that's not some of their cronies or friends coming up in there. I hate to say that, but she does have all students working there.
Okay.
Something else I was going to say about that. But, yeah, I would support her. Definitely.
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to say there's no circumstances now to what you do anymore.
Right.
You pop somebody off and then just go home and eat a burger. You know, there's no accountability. So people are seeing that. You're hearing, oh, this one got killed, no killer found. That's just crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So people feel like they can get away with anything.
Anything.
Mm-hmm. Anything.
That's just
anything.
Well, for those of you who don't want to spend more than $5, I got good news for you. on tomorrow, on Saturday, the first 100 burgers are going to be free, because this is going to be like the official launch. So if you want to go,
when?
tomorrow and Saturday. So you can go to WGN TV and see it, or just Google it.
We're inciting a riot.
100 murders, burgers. The first 100 burgers are going to be free of charge. Fat so burgers. You won't have to pay the $10 that y'all don't want to pay for the burgers. And to your point, Crystal, somebody said on Facebook that it one of those brawls at least spawned from something that happened at school, because they teenagers. You know, I worked in high school. Some of you are working on Dr. Hayes' work when she was high school. So it is what it is. So, Jerry, I see your hand, but I got Jackie and Dr. 1-2 first. So go ahead, Jackie.
Well, I think Gerald after her, Gerald.
Oh, okay, Gerald, okay.
Okay, here we go again, Elder Hayes. You mentioned that it
the free burgers. I wasn't supposed to tell them about the free burgers. You didn't want nobody to get done. Oh, okay.
The first brawl started from an incident that there was a confrontation at school.
Wow.
And when that guy jumped over the counter, that was the first incident that like I said, from something that happened at school. I would definitely support her. But I thought I read that since then she's put up some kind of glass enclosure.
Some kind of enclosure around
something
it.
Around on the inside. Yeah. Which, unfortunately, that is what she's going to have to do.
Uh-huh.
Because it's happened twice. It's going to happen again.
The extent that she is willing to go to in order to have her business there, to her, it's a good location. And I don't see anything wrong with it being where it is. The closest school that I can think of right off the top of my head would be Hirsch High School.
If she's to redesign that studio, she's going to charge $10 for a burger. You cannot have it like you walk into a McDonald's and go up to a counter. You need to have waiters. For $10, I want somebody to come to my table and say, may I take your order, sir?
$10 just mean it's real.
Oh, wait a minute.
But go ahead, girl.
If you go into a sit-down restaurant, you're going to pay more than $10 for a burger.
But she's trying to set a precedent.
Fat Burger's prices. That's not her. Fat Burger's is a chain restaurant. So that is like Five Guys and some of these other ones, you paying $10 coming in one patty.
Hi, I'm Isaac Hayes, author of Men After God's Heart, 10 Principles of Brotherly Love. Jesus said Christian men would be known by how we love each other. Brotherly love operates out of a conviction that is rooted in Christ's love for us. It is tested not by the highs of life, but by the lows of life. This book is more than 10 principles about true brotherhood. It is a transformative journey with Jesus and his disciples as he teaches us how to become brothers who live in healthy relationships, grow in mutual fellowship, and engage in meaningful stewardship. Get your copy now and start your journey to becoming a man after God's heart. Visit HOTSMinistries.com. That's HOTS Ministries.com, or scan the QR code below to order your book now.
Go ahead, Gerald.
Well, you know, you all are off topic for me, but I looked and they do sell the Impossible Burger. I don't know if you all are familiar with.
Yes.
I've heard of,
The only thing is, the Impossible Burger meal is $23.
Woo!
And that's just your Impossible Burger with, you know, which is plant-based, with your normal, you know, cheese toppings, your buns, you know, lettuce, tomato, that call it, plus fries and a drink. $23.
That's what you can pay at Shake Shack.
So $10 would be pocket change.
No, that's just for the burger. That's what I told you. That's burger.
Yeah, well, $10 just for the burger itself. I mean, how much more can you pay for the drink and some fries?
The fries, $4, $5, and then Like, but y'all still doing the two for two? Is that what this is?
I wouldn't eat at McDonald's if they were giving it away. I wouldn't eat at McDonald's.
Mm-mm. All right, so Gerald getting the Impossible Burger. Cora already went. I'm going to stop by there. Just don't tell there. Dr. Hayes. I'm going to have to get the free burger because I can't tell my pay. Go ahead,
Dr. Hayes. I got a
Hayes.
Turkey burger.
Do they have drive-thru?
Are the 100 burgers free at Fat Burgers?
No.
Now, somebody trying to say they already did it, but the thing said Friday and Saturday. So Google AI, because all y'all like AI, so AI and
when
find
I
out.
Went up there for the first time, I got my turkey burger and I got fried.
Cool.
Wait a minute, but where are the 100 free burgers?
Gloria.
The 87th Street.
You all are running short. Hey, you all gonna cheat yourselves.
Really? Go ahead, Gloria.
Now, where is this place located?
87th and Cottage.
87th and Cottage.
87th and Cottage.
Okay.
Yep. Well, go right there. Then y'all can go get y'all some cheese and caramel popcorn.
Let them know that
for $10. Let's take you a hot 30. Take you a hot $30.
And that area, they have a Foot Locker. Mm-hmm. They used to have a Target. They got garage popcorn, so it is definitely in the hood. And they also have a Nike outlet store, so it's attracted to the younger generation.
And Fatburgers is on 87th Street. It's actually on 87th Street.
Right at
Cottage Grove.
Okay.
Well, there's no free burgers at Fatburgers. I just want to get an understanding.
Somebody who saw what happened was, you know, trying to help this Black entrepreneur woman. And so he was covering the cost of the first 100 burgers.
Right.
Oh, that must be Kanye West.
I'm not quite sure how to help you. Right. Why you say
that? I think so, but y'all can Google AI, do a ChatGPT.
Does that come with fries and a drink?
I don't know, but y'all can look it up.
Well, on their website, it says 2339 for.
And she's gonna owe me $23.39 all this advertising we giving her. But
Impossible burger, fry, and your drink. So,
but I'm trying to think, Dr. Hayes, when we were in Las Vegas years ago, when I woke you up and we walked at 12 in the night down there to get a burger. Was that Fat Burger? I don't know what burger place that was. But
they are all over.
But I wanted to say they gave the little boy, they gave one young man that got robbed in there a car. They gave him a check for a car. That was real nice. That happened a couple weeks ago. So he won't have to catch the bus anymore.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I wish y'all had did this before I came home today. I could have got a burger and told y'all what it was.
Can I speak? Joel and I can confess that if you buy Impossible Burger at your local supermarket, I won't name them, you will be surprised how wonderful they taste when you just spray them with a little olive oil and just put them in the oven and bake them. I mean, it's surprising that they're very tasty if you put your favorite condiments on it. Just Impossible Burgers are impossibly good.
Okay, good. So how impossible is we gonna get Gerald to pay $23.90 to get her to support a Black-owned business?
There's another woman, business,
Black
that,
Girl Magic. Remember
that,
what happened to Black Girl Magic?
Sells the Impossible Burger with other regular burgers and they are good.
And it's impossible is real meat too, right? That's what I'm
It is impossible.
I can see it's not an AI burger.
It's impossible. it might as well be AI if you're giving it to me.
right.
Man, Impossible Burger is just fine.
Y'all boy out here and y'all don't want to support no black owned businesses. You can't get you to pay $6 for a scoop of ice cream. Can't get you to pay $10 for a hamburger.
Listen, the cows these cows ate grass. They didn't eat corn. That's why they fuss.
That's why they what?
They ate. Okay, these cows eat grass. They don't eat corn. So it's impossible. It's good.
Okay. And well, we're going to eat as many as we can because y'all said that they contribute in to global warming because they pass gas. So
that's right.
Before all y'all green technology people get rid of all our meat and cows,
don't feed them corn. They can't digest it.
Just don't feed them other animals.
That's too. They probably, you never know.
I'm gonna go support. I gotta pick the right day and time, but I'm gonna go check out Fat Burger. I'm gonna support the sister.
When you go support it, then support us and bring us some from to our meeting.
I give y'all my Cash App and y'all can send me y'all $25. Give me your $25. I'm going to go right behind there and grab it off the grill. Fresh.
Dr. Hayes is $7.59.
It's $7.59. Thank you, everybody, for chiming in. I wanted to talk about, but y'all really got in on this AI Jesus thing. So I wanted to talk about this black college student that allegedly hung himself from a tree. Yeah. But that's going to still be kicking around. So maybe next week or so we'll talk delve into that. And the 300,000 black women who have lost their jobs since y'all boy been in office. But let me pray for you. Look, Demetra ain't here. She in a Bible study class. See how they do you. But let me pray. Lord, we thank you. We honor you. We adore you, Lord, just for knowing that we have a personal relationship with you. We don't need AI. We don't need any other artificial intelligence to hear from you. But we're thankful that through the presence of your spirit, who leads us and guides us into all truth, Lord, we can reach out to you. We can hear from you. And Lord, we're going to rest in that. And however long it takes you, Lord, we will just wait until you tell us what to do. And so, Lord, we just pray for the saints of God. Most importantly, that although we can use technology for many things, Lord, let us not try to replace you and our devotion with you by using these technologies. And we just pray, God, that as we seek to build up our communities and have investment, and as people, Lord, try to give back, we pray that you would protect their businesses, that you would help us really, Lord, to make some level of sacrifice, though we may not be able to do it always, but every blue moon, Lord, make that extra sacrifice to support our own so that we can keep money in our community and we can invest in one another. And we just pray you be with us over this weekend. Let your grace cover us. Let your favor be upon us in Jesus' name. Now, let me bless you. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace in Jesus' name.
They call it Cafe Manna because we drop in manna. Our views on current news, it's our cabana. They call it Cafe Manna because we drop in manna. Our views on current news, it's our cabana. They want a podcast, well here's the broadcast. Coming straight from heaven, we call it God's Cast. It's just a couple folks with no fancy quotes. But if your heart is heavy, we got the antidote. This is Cafe Manna, Christian community, where every week what we speaks about you and me. We on the airways, but we not shock jocks. We getting air, please, cause we got hot tops. What you think, what you feel, let's keep it real. Giving you a virtual space where you can chill with other Christian folks who have eternal hopes in the King of Kings.
and the Lord of hosts.
They call it Cafe Manna because we dropping manna. Our views on current news, it's our cabana. They call it Cafe Manna because we dropping manna. Our views on current news, it's our cabana.